Many residents of Baghdad are still without electricity and running water. Sporadic looting continues in parts of the Iraqi capital. The U.S. military continues efforts to restore order and return the city to some sense of normalcy. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Baghdad.
Like hundreds of residents here, Mohammed Hassan can tell you about the Iraqi soldiers who forcibly took up entrenched positions around homes, only to lose their nerves and uniforms when the sound of U.S. tanks reached earshot. Hassan then asks sincerely, is this war over? It's the same question many U.S. soldiers here are asking. Army commanders say no, an answer supported by the continued crackle of small arms fire throughout the city and the Abrams tanks cautiously guarding key intersections. Local residents greet Army checkpoints with a mix of fear, curiosity, genuine warmth, and mutual mistrust. Some residents offer sodas, flowers, waves, and hugs to GIs who'd prefer they'd stay their distance. Tank gunner Corporal Lawrence Hamilton.
We don't let them get too close to us, because you don't know who that one whack job is with the freaking C4 strapped all over to him. And apparently Alpha Company's already engaged two of them, and they'll try to come through your checkpoints. They can Google all they want, but they got to do it at a distance right now. I haven't heard anything saying this war's over with yet. They said it just calmed down a little bit.
Widespread looting abated over the weekend, but pockets of determined looters continue to defy warning shots and bound wrists. Sergeant Brad Cox.
And now it's gotten to the point where we have to zip tie them up so they think maybe we're meaning business. We've zip tied them up. We've even dropped them off, left them zip tied until they walk out, and the infantry guys or their buddies will have to unzip them to free their hands when they get out. And now we're holding them for a while, letting them held. Maybe it'll scare them or don't know what. We're trying everything we can to keep them out, but they just keep coming.
Cox is helping to guard an area of West Baghdad, which includes a rundown amusement park, some government offices, and a few museums. Every day, soldiers barricade a main entrance with the frames of blown-up cars. They put up barbed wire and no entrance signs. And every morning, dozens of looters continue to stream through, determined to pilfer everything from toilet seats to ceiling fans and blown-up parts of 9mm pistols.
Because I think they know we're not going to shoot innocent people, and so they figure they take what they get, and we kick them out, and they keep coming back. I mean, some people we've even fired a warning shot occasionally to get them to run out of here, and we'll get them out, area will be clear.
20 minutes later,
there's 30, 40 people coming back in.
Meantime, the commander of U.S. ground forces in Iraq, Lieutenant General David McKiernan, met 3rd Infantry Division soldiers Sunday and toured tanks and Bradleys scarred by Iraqi RPG fire.
Yeah, we got hit by 3 of them. There's one to the front, and then you see this black stuff on the road wheels there. We took one right here and exploded. That's what this stuff is. And it blew up 2 of our hubs right there.
Lieutenant General McKiernan praised the 3rd Infantry troops from Task Force 164, who were some of the first U.S. forces into Baghdad after fierce battles in Najaf and Karbala.
I've always gone around in life saying, you know, battles are won by small units and soldiers, and you're the guys who won the battles. And your nation and your army is extremely, extremely proud of you. You all take care of yourselves now in the next few weeks. There's still bad guys out there. You know, a lot of times you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and sometimes you can get where you might have a tendency to get a little complacent, and you don't want that to happen.
Many of the soldiers with the 3rd Infantry's 2nd Brigade have been in the region for more than 7 months, and more than a pat on the back, they want to go home. In quiet conversation and occasional random shouts, they let it be known they're ready to leave nation-building duties to their replacements, the 1st Armored Division, who are currently gearing up to head north from Kuwait.
All right, 1st Armored Division, let's go!
Come on! Let's go,
please! Eric Westerveld, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Battalion Task Force 164 in Baghdad.